This is the Keegan Podcast, Episode 10, Requesting Use of Content. I'm John Keegan. Several weeks ago, it came to my attention that someone had downloaded a PowerPoint presentation I created several years ago and made changes to it. This is a violation of my copyright. It's a violation of my copyright because the person didn't ask permission. This year, using Office web apps, I've taken steps to protect my content. Content is still available for download and printing, but only in PDF format. If you would like to use my content, I have a form on my website. You fill out the form and email it to me. However, the form doesn't appear to be very popular because not many people use it. ...99% of the time, my response to use of my content is yes. If you don't want to use the form, simply send me an email with the content you would like to use and the reason. And again, 99% of the time, my response will be yes. If you would like to use and make changes to my content, again, send me an email. And for a reasonable donation of between $2 and $10 to my site, I will send you a file, and you can make whatever changes you like. For example, if you find something on my teacher resources page that you would like to use in your classroom, but you need to make changes to it in order to fit what you're teaching a little better, just send me an email. And we'll take it from there. It's very important to me when I want to use someone else's content that I ask permission. I've even gone so far as to call people on the phone. Intellectual property rights are very important. And we all need to protect not just our own, but other people's as well. Until next time, the Keegan Podcast is produced by jgkeegan.com Productions. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved. For more information, please visit jgkeegan.com.